In its third incarnation, Ciclovía attracted more than 45,000 people to play in the streets. At the opening ceremony in front of the Alamo, San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro says initiatives like Ciclovía are to provide more opportunities for physical activity.
We know that in San Antonio that our rates of obesity and all of those other afflictions are far above the national average. And we don't want to just sit back and hope that folks have an opportunity to change that. We want to empower folks to be active, give them opportunities to both have a good time and do something good for their body.
Ciclovía is quickly becoming a San Antonio fitness staple. On the streets, cyclists, rollerbladers, runners, and dog walkers brave the early 52-degree weather on Sunday. Cyclist Lisa Vasquez says she believes Ciclovía is a great way to get people out of the house.
Especially those who don't normally come out or it's not safe for the little ones to ride on the streets. You always have to go to a park, so this is really neat and exciting. We woke up extra early, skipped church, and came out here.
Music emanated from the Reclovías, or recreation stations, from the parks along Broadway for exercise like Zumba, rock climbing, and body combat. Molly Cox with SA 2020 is one of the fitness instructors for the Lions Field Reclovía.
Health and fitness is one of the cause areas that everybody said we want to be the healthiest city in the United States. Obviously, you come out to something like Ciclovía here at the Reclovía and you turn it into a way for us to just find our passion, get excited about health and fitness, get excited about moving, try to become the healthiest city that we want to be.
Raul Pareles brought his family out to participate. He says San Antonio has had a bad rep for being a fat city, but now sees that's changing with events like this.
As a family, it gives us the opportunity to get out on the road, exercise together, and it's really, really healthy. It's a really good thing to see all these people out here on their bikes rather than sit at home watching TV. It's good to get those kids away from the Xbox and the PlayStation and just get them doing some workouts.
San Antonio's Ciclovía is a variation on a similar event in Colombia. Previously run by the city, Ciclovía is now a project of the YMCA. Each Ciclovía costs around $150,000 to create. The bulk of that goes to pay for road closures and police. Y CEO Sandy Mirander says that the YMCA is committed to doing two Ciclovías per year and possibly a third one annually in the future.
What that will look like in the future, we're not really sure. What time of year, middle of summer doesn't seem like the best time to try to do a Ciclovía. So we're looking at it and looking for additional options, but at least two a year we're committed to doing.
The next Ciclovía will be April 7th as a pre-Fiesta event. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.